Moramai. Good morning. I'm Judith Lay and this is Praise, the programme that connects faith and daily life. Manx Radio. Welcome to the second of our two Praise programmes, specially for these last days of Advent. Just a couple more days of waiting to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the coming of the Son of God, not as a king in power and glory, but as a helpless baby, fully human, fully God.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said, my soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn, and everyone throughout the world forever saved, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
Matt Creer and his lovely recording of Gabriel's message. Well, Christmas is a time for giving, but someone who believes in giving on a spectacularly generous scale is David Doricott of the Ramsey-based AFD Group of Companies. It's 20 years since the AFD Group held its first charity evening at the Grand Island Hotel in Ramsey. And every year since then, the company, which specialises in postcoding software, gives away a huge proportion of its annual profits. Each member of AFD Software's 50-strong workforce is invited to nominate a charity to receive a company donation in their name. And this year, AFD Software gave away £500,000. This is the night we look forward to every year, says Group Director Alison Doricott, David's wife, when we celebrate how we can make a massive difference in the world for so many people by partnering with charities, churches and community initiatives. Over 60 charities received donations this year. AFD has helped to provide fresh, clean drinking water, vital transport links in Africa, development resources for Romania and Uganda. Many organisations helping those with serious illnesses or working on medical research in the British Isles are also included. Closer to home, AFD's donations make a real difference for those who are homeless and those working hard to improve life opportunities on the Isle of Man. Let's hear from David Doricott now.
There are now 50 members of my team, and without that 50 members of team, that generosity wouldn't exist. So this isn't a one-man operation, but Alison, my wife, and all our team see this really as part of what we do. And there are some very personal stories in the giving that we represent at our annual event.
You've always said, David, that you believe that your purpose is to create the money and then put it where it can do most good. And the reason that you want to support charities, and these are both on
and off Ireland, is that you want to free them to do what they're good at so that they can have a big injection of cash and concentrate on what they're trying to fix in the world without having to constantly wonder about raising the funds. So you believe that very much that is your role, don't you?
Using our money that way, yes, absolutely. One of the things that we're constrained with, just like every single member of the 60-odd organisations that we've partnered with this year, is that we all have 24 hours in any one day. And we either use that to in shaking a bucket or filling up supermarket bags at the checkout. In our case, we believe that by putting committed real money in the hands of people who are highly effective in delivering outcomes is a way of freeing their resources to do what they do so well. The third sector, as they're sometimes called, our charities, are really, really effective at getting the help that's needed right to the coalface. They're not enmeshed in bureaucracy or can't-do culture. They're taking a few pounds and delivering massive, incredible results, particularly in the developing world, where a few pounds can save lives.
Now, you quite rightly said that you're just heading up a 50-strong team, and you believe very much in giving your staff the opportunity to influence where the money goes, because they're the people who earn the money.
It would amaze you. We have a brochure. It seems to get another page every year. And we try to give a little encapsulated story of why a staff member has nominated a particular organisation. But the stories are really personal. They're stories of people for whom a relative has been helped by hospice, or a friend has suffered a particular illness and they want to help the research so that no one else may suffer from it. Or in some increasing number of cases, our staff members are actually involved in rolling their sleeves up and helping the charity that they're nominating. The Christian faith is not sort of a holier-than-thou, let's all get ready to leave this place and go somewhere better, which is sometimes what it's portrayed. And sometimes it's portrayed that way so much that people realise they were never good enough to get in. Actually, you have to turn that on its head. If you really understand the overarching story of the Bible, you know that you have a God who created all things and therefore claims dominion over all things. So whether it's a beehive in the garden or tree planting or cleaning beaches or helping people who are in distressed situations or just giving people a leg up, all of this is the work of Christ on earth. And we're called to do that. We're told that the whole of creation is groaning with longing, waiting for the sons of God to come into their own inheritance. So as we touch all these places, we are being fruitful for Christ. Whether that receiving organisation understands our Christian commitment or even rejects it is kind of immaterial, because Jesus is still Lord. I hope that all our listeners have a wonderful Christmas. Let's face it, if we really examine the facts, it probably didn't take place on the 25th of December. But the real story behind it is that the God of the universe, the God who created all things, loved us so much that he left all the splendour and glory of creation and came in human skin, in absolute helplessness, in a shoddy stable. And he did that because he loved you and he loved me and he loved all our listeners. What a wonderful story. And if that's at the heart of how we approach Christmas, then the glitz and glam and the good food is all great and just a celebration of what God's done. But the real celebration comes in that God loved me that much, and everyone on this island and everyone across the world.
Be patient, be ready, look up, the Lord is near. Faithful, be fruitful until the day that he appears. Though all things are shaken and hearts are filled with fear, keep working, keep praying until...
I'll be talking to David at much greater length about this and some other projects that he's involved in on Praise in the weeks to come. But right now, let's go into Douglas Town Centre to catch up on things that have been happening over the weekend. Douglas Town Centre management put up a stage yesterday outside the Isle of Man Bank on Strand Street, and it was possible for anyone, from bands to buskers to local choirs, to ask for time on that stage. Pioneer Minister Reverend Alex Brown booked a half-hour space on the stage and drew together a choir from literally all the churches in the area. It was open to anybody to join in. Afterwards, I caught up with Alex to find out if it had been successful. Reverend Alex Brown, now adding Choirmaster to your list of distinctions. Alex, you couldn't have wished for better weather for your massed Christmas carol singing choir, could you?
It just has been fantastic. So I'm really pleased because Oliver Cheshire from the Town Centre Partnership, he's the one that organised the stage show extravaganza. It wasn't just our choir on it. So for him, having that space to bring life and vibrancy to the whole of Douglas, brilliant. And then to have the churches on there as part of that, absolutely fantastic opportunity.
How many people actually came to sing on the stage, Alex?
So singing on the stage today, I think we had 50 or 60 people. And as people came off, about half of them said to me, oh, we need to do this again next year and we need to double the size next year, which is really exciting. 60 people is great. We burst off the stage and we couldn't all fit on the stage anyway. So we were surrounding the stage. Loads of people were listening. It's been so busy here today in town. So loads of people listening. And we didn't just sing the carols. We also gave a little bit of the Christmas story as we went through. And Oliver Cheshire filmed it live on Facebook. So loads of people were watching as well. So yeah, really good.
It was the first time that you'd done it. First time they've put this stage up on what is the busiest shopping day in the busiest street on the island. So it's a first time all round. And things often do take a little while to build. But are you overall, are you really pleased with the first event?
I'm really pleased with it, yes. We had our final rehearsal at St Ninian's Church just beforehand. And we said to people if they wanted to, they could stay for lunch. And part of the beauty of it for me was just seeing people sit down and eat lunch together from all different churches and kind of all in the same space, just chatting away together. Just builds community, it builds relationships, it builds real sense of unity. We're actually doing something together, which is brilliant.
Well, this is what being a pioneer minister is about. This is what you're doing for these next 4 years, is finding different ways of drawing together people, their everyday lives, and a faith. Did you get a feeling that people were surprised to see what you were doing?
We had a leaflet to give away at the end, which was basically an invitation to spend Christmas with the churches if they wanted to. So we had all the central Douglas churches with their Christmas Eve services and their Christmas Day services. And I started giving them out to people. And one lady said to me, so who is this? Who are these people? Which church are they from? So when I said, oh, but we've got Catholic, Anglican, Baptist, Methodist, Salvation Army, Elim, Living Hope, URC, and there's another one I've forgotten. But all of those people are here in this choir. And her face just lit up. She said, that is amazing. And I said, yes, it is. It is amazing. We got that feeling as well. But, you know, as we were singing, that we weren't just representing one group of people. We were representing the Christian church, which is really, really good.
Pioneer Minister Reverend Alex Brown, understandably happy after the success of the joint churches carol singing in Strand Street yesterday afternoon. So then I went a bit further along Strand Street to Church's Bookshop in Howard Street, just behind the Promenade Methodist Church, to get the latest news from bookshop manager Andrew Wedgwood Main.
We've started a local Christian writers group, which meets monthly. And as part of that, we decided to get started with a microfiction competition. So it's a competition to write a 100-word story. It can be in any form, poetry or prose, but it has to be under one of three titles. The choice of titles are The Stork That Brought Baby Jesus, What to Expect When You're Expecting the Messiah, and The In Bethlehem, a TripAdvisor review. So they hopefully give some scope for some humour, or as serious or as funny as people like it. And it's just an idea to get people who are Christian, who like to write, a chance to get the creative juices flowing and potentially win a £5 voucher for the bookshop.
100 words is not much, so it's quite a challenge, isn't it?
Oh, it's a complete challenge. I've done one of these before as a competitor, and it is very difficult to keep it down to 100 words. There's a certain knack to it, but I think it's also quite fun. Good way to challenge yourself, and you're not going to be spending hours and hours on it, because it is only short.
And what's the closing date, Andrew?
The closing date is the 31st of December, so not too far away. And if you look on the Church's Bookshop Facebook page, there'll be information about the competition and the email address to send it to, which is competitions.mcwg@outlook.com.
Supporting and encouraging Christian writers is something that Andrew is really keen to do, and has a meeting planned for early in the new year.
It's on Saturday the 5th of January from 6 to 8pm at The Well at Broadway Baptist Church. It's going to be a great opportunity for anyone who is a Christian who writes. So whatever you write, if you write for the Christian market or for the wider market, poetry, prose, fiction, non-fiction, any kind of writing, just writing for fun, a chance to come together with other Christians and just have community. There'll be some quiet space for writing and also a space to chat and discuss and have some refreshments. And
so presumably there will be people who are quite experienced who might be able to give a little bit of help. It's not just for people who've been published or who are established as writers. It is for anybody with an interest, is it?
Well, absolutely. I attend both as a book representation and someone who likes to dabble a bit at writing. I'm not published at all, obviously. But we have some of our published authors. Some will be familiar to listeners, like Alison Leishman or Alison Steadman with her book of poetry. We've got a few people who are trying to be published and people just writing for fun. So there's a real mix, and there should be some great tips, both from other writers and there's the bookshop. We know publishers, people who might like to publish books, so we're more than happy to impart that advice to anyone who's interested.
Again, it's another outreach, and this is what the bookshop is all about. You go out, support events, you go to churches. How has Christmas been for you, Andrew?
Well, we've been really happy with the support we've had this Christmas. We've had a really strong Christmas. The last few months, we've managed to get to a stable volunteer base, which we're really thankful for, all our great volunteers that are able to open 6 days a week for the first time in a very long time. So we're really happy about that. And Christmas has been up on the previous years, which is fantastic and a real encouragement both to Georgia and me and for the whole bookshop committee to know that the bookshop is still needed. But that doesn't mean that we don't still need people to come into the shop. You know, we love people coming in, love being able to chat with them, and we hope to be able to keep providing the service.
Well, certainly it is great that you're now open 6 days a week. So it's just Sunday that you're closed. You're open right the way through the other 6 days of the week from 10 a.m. until 4. But presumably, Andrew, you are going to have a bit of a break between the Christmas and New Year. So what are your Christmas opening hours?
So on Christmas Eve, we are going to be open from 10 until 1, so just a morning opening. Then we are then closed from Christmas Day through to New Year's Day.
And so you'll be reopening 10 a.m. on Wednesday, January the 2nd.
Absolutely. And we've got some great stuff planned for then, so we'd love to see people.
Might even be a January sale, mightn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Andrew, I know that you've got some very exciting events planned for February. Again, that it's an outreach. It's going to be involving at least 4 of the island's churches and visitors to the island. So I'm going to pop back and talk to you about that during January, if I may. In the meantime, good luck with the competition. And I might just pop in and see who the winner was.
Thank you very much, Judith.
10-year-old Lula Brown was also out carol singing in town yesterday. Lula is passionate about the need to bring clean, safe water to the millions of people who die because they don't have it. So she raises money through Gush Gush, her own project that comes under the umbrella of the International Charity Water, that builds water projects in developing countries. Lula also received a donation from the AFD Group to help with her latest fundraising project.
The last time we were chatting, you were showing me your brand new book and you'd got it all sponsored and paid for. This is Jeff and the Firefly. How's it going, Lula?
It's going very well. We've sold about 500 and it's just been really good so far and it's just gone really well.
Well, Lula, that's brilliant, because I think we need to remember that you've just had 600 to sell. So only to have 100 copies left is very, very good. Just remind me again, how much money will you have raised when you've sold all your books?
So I've already sold 500, so that's 5,000, and if I sell them all, 600 copies, I'll have raised 6,000.
£5,000 already. Do you know what they're going to do with your money yet, Lula?
No, apart from build a water project. That's all I know.
They'll tell you once you send all the money along to them, they'll tell you how it's going to be used.
Yes.
Lula, have you got any more ideas of things that you would like to do in the new year?
I might open a charity shop for Gush Gush next year. That's one of my main priorities for at some point for next year. So I really hope that that's going to succeed.
Well, because you've done lots of charity fundraising already, you've got lots of supporters, so I'm sure everybody will be very keen to learn what you're going to do.
Yes.
But right now, Lula, I wish you a very, very happy Christmas. Are you getting a bit excited about Christmas?
Yes, and my sister's just turned 3 this year.
So she's double excited, is she?
Yes, because she gets extra presents.
Well, I hope that you and Edie have a lovely Christmas. Thank you for talking to me, Lula.
Thank you.
St. German's Cathedral Foundation for Music and the Arts was also another recipient of a generous donation from the AFD Group. The role of the foundation is to promote and support music and the arts, specifically at St. German's Cathedral, whether it be for regular worship or through special performances. The foundation also provides a music outreach to schools, delivering free music input to children who might not otherwise have access to it. The donation from AFD will be used towards the refurbishment and development of the choir's teaching rooms and continue transforming young people's lives through the focus of music. This is part of the performance that the choir gave at AFD's charity night earlier this month, a beautiful Christmas lullaby by Philip Stopford.
Thank you. The crib confuses me because I see it, as surely it was, divine confusion. Shepherds visiting a newborn shepherd, Mary proud but puzzled, Joseph close, concerned for her. And what would tiny babies want with gold and frankincense and myrrh? Why did a million angels fill the sky like snowflakes on a starry night? I guess that no one knew quite what was going on, except that something right was happening. And God was saying, and is saying still, here is my son, do with him as you will. Though you may kill him, he will live forever now, not lost in rhymes or mimes or special times, but in the human heart, where revolutions really start, and struggles in the darkness never seem to cease. He offers then, he offers now, the only gift you'll ever need, the possibility of peace.
Thank you to Sheila Sutton. And the music before that was from the choir of the Cathedral in Peel, under the direction of Dr. Peter Littman. And that's all that we have time for on Praise today. Don't forget, the new place for our notice board is during sundown, every Sunday night between 10 and 10:30. But if you'd like to read the notice board, then you'll find it all in the new Praise blog on the Manx Radio website. Just go to manxradio.com. On the homepage, click On Air, and on the drop-down menu, you'll find Blogs. Click, and Praise will be one of the first to display. And I've just added a new blog, bringing it right up to date and adding lots of new information for today and the week ahead, and in some cases, even through into the new year. So it's well worth taking a look. Thank you for listening to this week's Praise podcast. There's a new Praise podcast available every Sunday morning. You can subscribe for free on iTunes, Google Podcasts and Spotify via the Manx Radio smartphone app or at manxradio.com. And all editions of Praise will be available indefinitely as podcasts. So until next week, this is Judith saying thank you for your company and I wish you and those you love a happy and blessed Christmas.
Golden.